This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton on 7-5 Radio here on the Libby News Radio Network. It is 8 minutes after the hour. We are live. This is Saturday, February 6, 2021. And if it's daylight where you are right now, it is not Saturday night, February 6, 2021. If I listen on the archives or replay, but anyways, this is Peter Scoop Stanton. I am flying solo tonight. Walter Yerkew called me up and said, "Not tonight, honey. I have a headache." I said, "Why are you calling me honey?" He's like, "Well, I have a headache. So I'll just be just myself all by my lonesome." But anyways, let's get down to first order of business. We want to remember the members of the law enforcement community that have been murdered in the line of duty. Tonight we want to remember Patrolman Darian Jarrett, New Mexico State Police, New Mexico, end of watch, Thursday, February 4th, 2021. His killer is shot and killed. Special Agent Laura Ann Schwartzenberger of the United States Department of Justice Federal Bureau of Investigation, end of watch, Tuesday, February 2nd, 2021. Her killer was found deceased. Also, we remember Special Agent Daniel Alfin, United States Department of Justice Federal Bureau of Investigation, also killed Tuesday, February 2nd, 2021. And then finally, we want to remember Lieutenant Michael Boyett, the Hancock County, Mississippi Sheriff's Office. End of watch, February 1st, 2021. His killer is shot and killed. Correction, no, his killer is apprehended. His killer is alive and in jail. Anyways, last week I wanted to do a recall of our show with Mr. Joe Lozito. After our show with guest Joe Lozito, Walter immediately called me when Riders on the Storm was still playing on 7-5 Radio. He told me that it is one of our best shows ever. And I have no reason to disagree. Telling the story of dealing with and taking down a killer after being stabbed in the face on a subway with police officers literally feet away. Joe did not boast. He did not brag. He did not show machismo. He didn't go above and beyond telling the story. It was like he was telling a story about shopping on Black Friday or getting ripped off in the mechanic's office. So anyways, not only did I think the show was great, Walter thought the show was great. Sam Bushman thought this Joe was a great guest. And he booked Joe a few days later on Liberty Roundtable. And I was even more impressed. So eventually I got a hold of Mr. Lozito. And I can tell you this, he is one of the nicest guys I had the pleasure of speaking with. He loves his wife. He loves his kids. He wants to go about his business. He likes to watch hockey, talk about hockey on his podcast, and just be left alone. And he's just a very happy-go-lucky, mild-mannered, humble man. He does not follow the garbage media and the current events with the degenerates and scumbags that yours truly feed off of. That's probably why he's happy. He's content. He is the way he is. And I was just absolutely amazed. Joe will be on again on 7-5 Radio or Liberty Roundtable or even the Political Cesspool. But he will not talk about current events or politics or just the garbage that gets us all angry. So we look forward to having him on soon. I also spoke to James Edwards about Mr. Lozito. James liked Joe Lazio, even though he never heard of heard him on the show. But anyways, moving right along in back into the hellhole of modern media. Tomorrow is Super Bowl Sunday. Now, this should be one of the best Super Bowls in a long while. Will Kansas City repeat? Will they go two in a row? Will they become a dynasty? Will Tom Brady get that seventh ring, this time with a different team and different coach? Who knows? But honestly, I really don't care. I stopped watching, just like you stopped watching football years ago. I don't miss it. And millions of other people just don't care. And to be honest, even though this is a great game, the odds are that the Kansas City will squeak this one out. Tampa Bay is playing, have home field advantage because they're playing on their home field for the Super Bowl. Nobody's really paying attention. There's no hardly any media hype. There's no Super Bowl specials, no Super Bowl videos, nothing. Nothing. Because people are just fed up with the Super Bowl, or correction, fed up with professional football and professional sports in general. This should be a huge event because millions of people will be watching from their homes, but they're not. And you know what? That's what the NFL gets for shooting themselves in the foot. They want to sit there and tell us about George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Black Lives Matter. We got the Black National Anthem, this, that, and the other thing. You have a member of the Dallas Cowboys that put something on his shoes to remember the five Dallas area officers that were slaughtered on national television during a Black Lives Matter protest, and he gets fined and ridiculed. But anyways, I will watch the show just to watch the commercials and watch the halftime show. The halftime show is this person called The Weeknd. Of course, since he's an urban type of fellow, he has the misspell Weeknd, like W-E-E-K-N-D. I don't know why these hip-hop artists need to just screw up the name, screw up the English language or whatever, but it is what it is. I never heard of the guy, and I'm pretty in tune of current events and what's popular. But, again, it should be uneventful. I predict the halftime show will be very political. It'll be nothing shocking. It'll be lip-synced, and a good time will be had by none. I miss the old days when they had actual superstars. They had the Rolling Stones. They had the Who. They had even U2, who I can't stand their politics, and Bruce Springsteen, who I can't stand their politics. They had ZZ Top. They had Tom Petty. But now they got this person called The Weeknd. That should be a sight to be seen. But once again, I really not going to care who wins, who loses. I'm not wearing my jersey like some of these other fat slobs. But anyways, we're saved by the music. Our first break's coming up. Coming later, we're going to talk about television, the media, cancel culture. And it is Black History Month here on 75 Radio. Stay tuned, everybody.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. By a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, and we are live. It is 20 minutes after the hour on 30 February 6, 2021. I need to circle back around on Mr. Lazito. This week I posted our interview with Joe Lazito as well as Sam Bushman's interview with Joe Lazito because, I mean, it's so good you want to listen to it twice because it was like we went on to the meat and potatoes, what happened on the subway, and talk about, you know, what the cops did, didn't do when Joe fight with a guy. But Sam more focused on Joe's family because he is a very happily married individual, which some of us can't say. But anyway, check us out. It's 75radio.org, 75radio.org. Now I'm back in the cesspool. Now, yours truly, believe it or not, with my youngest boyish good looks, I am a child of the 80s. And one of the shows I liked watching was a show called The Equalizer, which is a British guy living in Manhattan. He was the part private investigator, part bodyguard. And he helped people who, I guess, were getting muscled by some bad guys. So anyways, the show was starred one Robert Woodward, who was also in the movie Breaking Morant. His character is Robert McCall, who is like a James Bond type guy who either worked for SAS or MI6 or some special forces agency. You know, he's got one dude not to mess with. And it came on 10 o'clock at night and showed Manhattan Island almost like it was during the days of Taxi Driver and with the Charles Bronson of Death Wish. So then in 2014, Sony Pictures made The Equalizer a full-length movie starring Denzel Washington. Washington is a retired CIA agent who helps a young girl who got involved in prostitution with some Russian gangsters, and he kills people just like Brian Mills from Taken. This movie looked a lot like Taken. But anyways, Denzel Washington did a good job. Again, even despite his very mild manner and polite and his charm, on the silver screen, he did some really bad things to people, like an American Gangster, Training Day, Man on Fire, just to name a few. But on this upcoming Super Bowl Sunday, CBS has resurrected The Equalizer back to the small screen. It's not going to be Robert Woodward, or correction, Edward Woodward, or Denzel Washington, or any other leading man on movies or television. It is none other than Queen Latifah. That's right. Rapper, actress, a rapper, actress, spokesmodel for makeup for big black women, former talk show host, and dyke. Queen Latifah is going to play Robert McCall. She's probably not got the first name of Robert, but who knows. Anyways, we go from a white middle-aged English gentleman to a big black bull dyke. From looks of Latifah, she could probably kick Woodward and Washington's ass together at the same time. So, anyways, watching the trailer, it's on our website. She got some skill like Batman. But this is another way, you know, the tribe, Jewish power and influence, Hollywood, the left, everybody just perverts everything. Nothing sexual about this TV show, but just perverts. You got Queen Latifah, who's a big bull dyke again. Now she's playing ass kicker, beating up men. You know, this is just another example of how they just keep ruining things. My question is, how does this woman find work? Queen Latifah's rap career ended about 30 years ago, but she still refers to herself as Queen. That's a stage name. Like 50 Cent, he goes by Curtis 50 Cent Jackson. So he made them jump to acting. So anyway, she's been to movies, had a talk show, did makeup commercials. But this country as a whole, we went from Marilyn Monroe to Queen Latifah. But anyways, one thing why this woman still gets work is because Queen Latifah is connected. She's not connected like organized crime. She's connected in other ways, Illuminati type things, so the rumors go. But anyway, supposedly for other young females that want to make it in show business, they have to go through the Queen. I'm not going to go into details, but it's pretty graphic, and I'm not going to put it on here on FCC licensed radio. But anyways, there's a video on YouTube where somebody in the hip hop industry was naming names and dropping dimes, including Queen Latifah. And this guy was talking like he's reciting his last name and his address. It wasn't one of these big, you know, well, I heard from my cousin's uncle, brother, that Queen Latifah. No, this guy was, I mean, it sounded like he was there. But anyway, so here's another reason why I really don't watch Hollywood. I don't pay attention to Hollywood news. I think TMZ is some garbage. But here's my prediction for this particular television show. It's going to come out right out of the gate with high ratings because it's following the Super Bowl. It usually shows that follow the Super Bowl have good ratings and good following. Perfect example is the A-Team. But they're going to have good ratings out the gate, and then it's either going to be canceled or moved to smaller venues such as the Paramount Network, BET, or Showtime, which is all owned by CBS. So anyways, we go from Queen Latifah to commercials. Now, if you watch television like I do, you've probably seen these god-awful Modelo beer commercials. And to be honest, I hate these commercials. These commercials always feature some Latino hero or some female hero and doing something great, like playing professional football or fighting the UFC. That's not really being a hero. But Modelo is a beer from Mexico. It's not very good, except Modelo Negra. That's pretty good. I got to hand it to Modelo. It's from Mexico, so the target audience is Mexicans, but here in America. Mexicans do drink a lot of beer. I've seen that firsthand, but so do a lot of white people, especially white college students. So anyways, going through the commercials, I guess Modelo got some bad rap about their commercials featuring only Latinos. So they put a guy named Anderson Paak. So, anyways, Mr. Paak spells his name, period, P-A-A-K. That's period, P, capital P-A-A-K. That's his last name, Anderson Paak. And so I'm watching this commercial, like, who in the name of God is this dude? I never heard of him. And why does he have a period at the beginning of his last name? But, of course, he's a person of color, so they got to feature him. I never heard of his music. I mean, I don't know if it's good or not, but anyways. But Modelo did feature commercials of veterans, but, of course, one is a female. The other one is a Latino. But Modelo did run a commercial featuring a white guy, a white Irish guy. No, it was not me. But anyways, the bar owner is named Christopher Mullins. But anyways, in the commercial, he's at his bar, cleaning the bar, doing whatever, getting ready for business. And then here comes the Modelo trucks, the Modelo Lager. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I've been doing an Irish bar, 2 or 3 or 1,000 or 10,000. I don't recall Modelo beer at these Irish bars. But when we come back, we'll talk about Modelo and the cancer culture and Black History Month. Check us out on sunfireradio.org. That's sunfireradio.org. Take it away, boys.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says it will release new guidelines for reopening schools next week as some teachers' organizations push back against reopening their classrooms before they can receive a COVID vaccination. A study released last week by CDC scientists said that schools could reopen safely if certain precautions are in place. Representative Nicole Malliotakis says that's one reason she co-sponsored a bill to force schools to use the money set aside in the last COVID relief bill to reopen safely. The New York Republican tells Fox News schools shouldn't be taking the money to remain closed.
And it's one of the reasons why I've co-sponsored legislation to require that they use the funds that were set aside, $54 billion that was set aside in the last COVID relief package, which was over a month ago, to help reopen our schools safely. And, you know, states are taking this money. New York has $4 billion in its share, and yet these schools are not reopening across our state.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizehealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizehealth.com.
Health officials are cautioning about getting together for Sunday's big game. Dr. Anthony Fauci said this week that to reduce the chances of spreading COVID, you shouldn't watch Sunday's Super Bowl with people outside of your household. Dr. Jody Guest agrees. The vice chair of the Department of Epidemiology at Emory University tells CBS News that she's worried large parties could reverse slowing trends of cases and hospitalizations.
We really need to be watching the Super Bowl with just the people you live with this year. This is not the year to be having a Super Bowl party. It is something you can watch on TV, and we should be watching it if you're interested in it, but we should be doing it with just those we live with. We do not want people getting together for this, and if you are with someone you do not live with, you need to be masked. We know, you know, outdoor events are certainly safer than indoor, but please watch the Super Bowl from your home. We have just started coming down from the really peak numbers we saw for COVID-19 in the United States based on holiday travel and holiday gatherings.
This is USA Radio News.
you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back at 7-5 Radio. Check us out, 7-5radio.org, 7-5radio.org. Check us out on Facebook, Scoop Stanton on Facebook, and Walter Yerkew on Facebook. Also, we got 7-5 Radio news and notes on Facebook, and I'm still suspended on Twitter. Real quick, when we get back, before we get back to Modelo Beer, the news clip was talking about Dr. Anthony Fauci telling people stay home and stay with their family after the Super Bowl. I don't know about you, but I am absolutely totally sick of this quack. He just needs to shut the hell up, retire, go about his way, because he's been wrong as the day is long. Next thing you know, we'll be wearing 2, 3, 4, 5 masks at the same time. I'm sick of wearing these masks. I didn't wear a mask at work. And trust me, if you breathe heavy or something like that, it's, you know, affects you. But anyways, he can go drink some Modelo. So back to some Modelo. Anyways, I guess somebody must have complained and said, where are the white people on your Modelo commercial? So here we have Christopher Mullen putting Modelo in his Irish bar, which I can say I rarely, if not never, seen Modelo in an Irish bar. So anyways, during the commercial, Modelo says they're partnering up with the International Rescue Committee to help immigrants and refugees in America. That's right. Modelo, a foreign beer, is teaming up with the International Rescue Committee to help immigrants and refugees here in America. Now, during the course of this commercial, Mr. Mullins hires a Latina from Colombia, and I think he does it for a couple of reasons. One, he can pay her under the table, no taxes, no disability insurance, no workers' comp insurance, no premiums, no, none of that foolishness, no benefits. Also, he probably wants to, get jiggy with her, if you want, you know what I mean. So anyways, one thing I did notice about the Modelo commercials is the background music. If it does sound familiar, it is. One thing about commercials, if they want to sell you something for a target audience, they will pick songs that you're familiar with or you like. So anyways, the song you hear in all these Modelo commercials is a remix of a song called The Ecstasy of Gold, written by one Ennio Morricone from the classic Western, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. More or less, the theme song of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly plays in the Modelo commercial. Now, Mr. Morricone is just like the director of the movie, Sergio Leone, and they both hail from Italy. Way to go, Modelo. You're picking a play a song originally composed and written by a European. Now, if you remember The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, it stars Clint Eastwood, Eli Wallach, and Lee Van Cleef, all Americans. Now, Eastwood and Van Cleef, they can be characterized as white, but of course, Eli Wallach is Jewish. But anyways, way to go, Modelo, on your crap commercials, your crap beer, and that's why I buy either Yingling or Narragansett. Now, both Yingling and Narragansett do not sponsor us in any which way, which is their loss, not mine. But they're two American companies that brew American beer for Americans. Anyways, moving right along about the garbage media. It doesn't stop. That's why Joe Lazier is the way he is, and I'm the way I am. Early this week, Newsmax, which is supposed to be the new Fox News, is actually beating Fox News in the ratings, brought on MyPillow founder Mike Lindell. Lindell is that guy in the blue shirt with the crucifix dangling, holding them pillows up for you to buy. But anyways, Mike Lindell is a hardcore conservative. He is a patriot. And if you don't know his story, he is a former crack addict. As he's trying to get his life together, he goes to the bank to get a loan to start MyPillow. And the loan officer asks us about a story, and he's like, well, I'm a former crack addict. How long ago did you stop smoking crack? Lindell's answer was Thursday. But anyways, Mike Lindell was on Newsmax with this host, whose name is not important, to talk about the cancel culture. And Lindell has been thrown off social media for his beliefs, saying that the election was stolen. He has proof the election is stolen. And Donald Trump won the election, not Joe Biden, which we have been saying. Well, anyways, his personal social media has been taken off by, you know, Mike Lindell or at Mike Lindell, whatever. And then the social media for his company, MyPillow, has been taken off because he's been putting political stuff on MyPillow. And not only has he been taking off social media, but guess what? The stores that stock their shelves with MyPillow products are taking them off the shelves, such as Bed Bath & Beyond, BJ's, and there's a mattress or bedding company. I forget the name, but they're no longer selling MyPillow. But fortunately for Mike Lindell, there's enough patriots that like his products and support Mike Lindell. So guess what? Now they're buying directly from Mike Lindell and eliminating the middleman. And also, Bed Bath & Beyond, they are about to close a whole bunch of stores. So good on them. But anyways, he's talking about the cancel culture. So as he's talking about voter fraud, the host tries to actually kick off Lindell because the boss at Newsmax want you to believe that the big lie that there's no voter fraud. And I was just flabbergasted. This guy brings Lindell on, talk about the cancel culture, then tries to cancel his parents through their parents because the editors and bosses at Newsmax believe that there's no cancel culture, there's no voter fraud. Joe Biden won the election fair and square, which I call Bravo Sierra. But either to his credit or to his discredit, Lindell appeared on Newsmax the next evening, which actually shocked me because if I was Mike Lindell, if that happened to me, I said, "Oh, you wanna cancel me? All right, Roger that." Then I would go to their competition on OAN and just tear them a new one. But either Mike Lindell does not care about being shut out, or it's in his best financial interest to keep his partnership with Newsmax. Newsmax did used to sponsor Liberty News Radio, but they decided to, they fulfilled their part of the contract. We fulfilled the part of the contract, and we went our separate ways. But you know what? Newsmax is not my cup of tea. I think one of the best places for news is a television is OAN. To be honest, I get most of my news either from the political cesspool or the Patrick Ryan show. Anyway, speaking about the cancel culture, Lou Dobbs was pulled from the Fox Business Network because of the accusations that Dobbs made about electronic voter fraud. So Lou Dobbs came out and said that there was some hanky-panky with the voting machines, which people have been saying. So the owner of the said voting machines is suing Dobbs and suing Fox Business News. So what does Fox Business News do? Said, "Get, you're out of here, pal." But under the contract with Dobbs, Dobbs will still be getting paid to sit at home. And here's the real kicker, folks. Dobbs was the highest rated show on Fox Business News. But again, who owns Fox? Disney. What's Disney all about? Cancel culture and everything that Fox News used to pretend they were. They're not conservative. They're not patriots. They're not a whole bunch of other things. So they told Lou Dobbs to go pack your bags. But then again, that's the garbage media. So you got one network where Lou Dobbs is accusing another company of voter fraud and just tear the left a new one every single day and is a big supporter of Donald Trump. And then on the other side of the Disney spectrum, you have ESPN that used to broadcast sports, but now they have people like Stephen A. Smith yelling and screaming about everything. Bringing social justice, bringing Black Lives Matter into sports. It's a competition between a group of teams or a group of individuals or two teams, two individuals. I don't know what that's all about. Speaking of ESPN, when Hank Aaron passed away, they mentioned Hank Aaron and his accomplishments and his passing. And the young girl of color said, well, Hank's from Atlanta, or he played for Atlanta, this, that, and their thing. And they said, rest in power, Hank Aaron. Rest in power? I mean, the guy, he had plenty of power. I mean, let the man was 80. Let him rest in peace. But anyways, when we come back, we'll still be talking about Black History Month. Stay tuned. This is done by Ray Hunt, the Liberty News Radio Network. Stay tuned, everybody.
For Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government, and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Recent studies show that parents who smoke in the home are more likely to have children who smoke.
Yes, in fact, my brother, he's 22 now, he told me and my father that's why he started smoking. One of the reasons why he started smoking is because my dad was around, you know, and they saw my dad smoking. My dad said, okay, I don't want you to smoke. I don't want you to, you know, watch what I'm doing.
Recent studies also show that in homes where parents don't smoke, their children usually don't smoke either.
I am the way I am because my grandparents taught me what not to do. They gave me morals. They gave me belief. They gave me something to believe in. They just taught me well. I love them. I do.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Oh, here's Walton Scoop.
Listen to our bumpers, and we have some of the best bumpers in all of radio, especially the last bumper, that Starship Trooper by the band Yes. It breaks my heart that even after the passing of Chris Squire, that the original members, including Steve Howe and John Anderson, just can't get their act together and keep touring. But anyways, week after week, I hear that beautiful song, most of the iconic song ever. And then you hear James Edwards introduce us back on the show, and he screwed up Walter's name. And believe it or not, he did it by accident, and for some whatever reason, we just keep that bumper. So bad on James Edwards and bad on us for keeping a bad intro or outro. Anyways, real quick, we are on Gab. If you're like any other millions of other Twitter refugees, we are on Gab as a, at 75 Radio. That's the number 75 in radio. Anyways, here it is, our intro. Official Gab account for 75 Radio, syndicated by the Liberty News Radio Network, 75radio.org, hosted by Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. We love our first responders, our military, our guns, and our Constitution. We worship God and hate the government. Well, that's us in a nutshell. Anyways, this is being February. We want to talk about Black History Month. It is Black History Month here on 75 Radio. But we will not celebrate Black History Month. Why? Because it's a bunch of bull crap, simply. For whatever reason, now, every color of the spectrum, except for the whites, have a month. You got Asian American Pacific Islander Month. You have Hispanic Heritage Month. And, of course, you had Girl February Black History Month. But one thing you don't hear about Black history is no mention whatsoever of one James Marshall Hendricks. Jimi Hendrix was a guitar god. He broke the mold. There's nobody, and I mean nobody, played like him. Not Jimmy Page, not Duane Allman, not Eddie Van Halen, not Carlos Santana, not Pete Townsend, not Eric Clapton, not Jeff Beck. Nobody. And he was the highest paid performer at Woodstock. He closed out the Woodstock Festival, which is primarily made up of white acts such as Crosby, Stills, and Nash, The Who, Creedence Clearwater Revival, The Grateful Dead, Country Joe and the Fish, Canned Heat, Big Brother Holding Company, and so on and so forth. But here you have Jimi Hendrix closing out Woodstock. He was able to play a right-handed Fender Stratocaster using his left hand. And, you know, 50 years after his death, he still sells records today and still inspires people. But don't mention Jimi Hendrix because, you know, Jimi Hendrix served in the military. Millions of white people bought his records. He wasn't part of the Black Power gang, the Black Panthers, the Black Power movement, the Black Fist, the Black... No, he just went and played music with two white musicians at the Experience. But then the Band of Gypsies had a black bass player. But no mention of Jimi Hendrix whatsoever for Black History Month. But anyways, we have another artist. His name is Lil Uzi Vert. That's Lil, or L-I-L, Uzi, common spelling, and Vert, V-E-R-T. Anyways, this dude is all over social media, is all over the news, and he said he saved up $24 million to purchase this pink diamond and have it pierced in his forehead. And I saw the picture, and my first thing out of my mouth was, Negro, please. First of all, if you spent $24 million on this piece of costume jewelry, you are an idiot. Secondly, you don't have $24 million. I mean, unless you're one of these top-selling rap acts, you don't have $24 million. If you did, you're not going to buy a diamond. I mean, it's a pink diamond. It looks cheap. It looks small. It's not $24 million. And then you're going to stick it in your forehead? I guess you got plenty of room up there. But anyways, this dude, you got to, you know, you want to go on social media, check him out. I'm not going to put him up there, but it's sad because you got guys like Jimi Hendrix, who's been a musician. He knows how to read music, write music, play music, and sing and write his own songs. Then you have Lil Uzi Vert, who sits there and mumbles out curse words and the N-word, and then he goes on and says, I got a $24 million diamond pierced in my forehead. That's where we're headed, folks. You know, Jimi Hendrix is Norris, but then Lil Uzi Vert, he's the bee's knees. But not to be outdone, guess who else celebrates Black History Month? If you said the political cesspool, you would be wrong. But none other than the grand old party itself, the Republican Party, also celebrates Black History Month. I'm not making this up. As you know, the GOP is not the party of the white man. It is a party of what Michael Savage calls check pants Republicans and cucks. That's why you get the term cuckservative. Real conservative, they belong to libertarian parties or, like myself, independents. So anyways, RNC chairwoman Ron McDaniel released a following statement celebrating February as Black History Month. Black History Month is an opportunity for all Americans to learn from the struggles, celebrate the contributions, and honor the legacies of Black Americans who have enriched our great nation. The Republican Party has always been the home for freedom and opportunity. We will continue to champion those values while fighting for policies like school choice, entrepreneurship, religious freedom, and the removal of barriers that impede opportunities to realize the American dream. This month, we also celebrate the newly elected Black Republicans in Congress at the state and local levels, who are proudly standing on the shoulders of so many great Black Americans in our party that have served with distinction and shaped our nation's histories and culture. Oh, great Republicans like Michael Steele. Great Republicans like Colin Powell, great Republicans like J.D. Watts, great Republicans like them folks. Those three people I mentioned, they told the Republican Party to go kiss off. They put race over their own political beliefs. Colin Powell was chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the first Black Secretary of State under Republican administrations. So another African-American comes up to run for president as a Democrat, and Colin Powell's all in. So much for the years of service and to this great country, and also the help of the Bushes to get you where you were. Now screw them. I'm voting for the black guy because he's black. Same thing with Michael Steele. He was the GOP vice chairman, lieutenant governor of Maryland, and now he's the House Negro on MSNBC, which is embarrassing. But anyways, if you want to talk about all the great accomplishments and contributions the black people have done for this country, I'm all ears. Like Patrick Ryan said before on the political cesspool, if you got something, please send it to him and send it to me, because I'm just sick and tired of this. We can't be united. This is the United States of America. E pluribus unum. Out of many, one. No, we got to be divided. It's got to be Black History Month. It's got to be Women's History Month. It's got to be LGBTQ Month. It's got to be this month. And then, a couple of people want to say, hey, what about white people? Oh, we're racist. We're white supremacists. But anyway, look for another bunch of pandering from the garbage media, including Paramount Network. Let's bring out MLK. Let's bring out Rosa Parks. Let's bring out George Floyd. Let's bring out Breonna Taylor. Let's bring out Lil Uzi Vert. Let's bring out The Weeknd, who's doing the Super Bowl, who's nobody's heard of. Same old, same old. And it's not going away. That's why I suggested secession. I said, after this past election, what are we fighting for? I mean, our this country's just turned into a big cesspool. But anyways, in terms of black achievement, blacks have the highest homicide rate for young males. They have the some of the highest illegitimacy rate, highest illiteracy rate, highest number of poor performing schools, highest numbers of incarceration, so on and so forth. And, of course, the highest number of percentage of people on the social assistance. But they have lower numbers of people getting shot by the police. But anyways, we are done. We made it, was able to live across the finish line. But anyways, next week, hopefully we'll have a full staff. But once again, this is Peter Scoop Stanton, Fort Walton Year 2, reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. Be safe, everybody. So long.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.